Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Albina DeMeo, and I'm Director of Client Services for Crozier Fine Arts, but I was involved with Art Reports before joining Crozier. And I'd like to give you a little preview in a movie that we made about the app, but I want to tell you a little bit more about it first. The prototype for Art Reports was presented at the Arts Conference in Chicago, and we've moved on from there. The good news is that Art Reports is now a market product and is available for download at the Apple Store. Art reports are two distinct reports, inspection reports and condition reports. Losing my place. They were developed to enhance accuracy and consistency in the condition report process, to save preparation time, to be methodologically easy to learn, and to facilitate sharing of information. Both of these report formats were designed to follow the traditional condition report format and process, and conjoining terminology and digital images to create the report. The inherent lexis of the report is based on five broad condition damage categories: impact, structural, surface, environmental, and infestation that may affect or be apparent on objects or within the object itself. Working with specialists in the field and with a forum of conservators and registrars, condition terms used in art reports were derived from existing terminologies. Art reports were tested for 3 years at Crozier Fine Arts and by galleries, collectors, and independent registrars. Now, I'd like to begin to introduce you to both reports. The inspection report was developed to provide an immediate overview of urgent condition issues. It has only 28 terms associated with the five major damage categories that I listed previously. With the report, one digital image can be produced with four location-specific detail views. The inspection report is actually very useful for pre- and post-transit documentation, collection surveys, insurance damage assessments, appraisals, and forecasting storage needs in the future. There's an optional signature page in this report that it becomes a release-receive document for transit purposes. The condition report actually is a much larger version. It is a full, professional, comprehensive condition report. There are 80 condition terms that are logically allocated between the five major damage categories and are accessible through drop-down lists in the app. Digital imaging for this report provides for four full image views, the front, the back, right and left side, or whatever is appropriate, eight specific detail images, and has a default of up to six pages for these views. The report also has a markup feature that enables the recording of object condition over time for loan process documentation during travel to different locations. The premise behind this effort was that art reports are your reports, the documentation of your own workflow, and you own your proprietary data. We see ourselves as enablers in this process. We anticipate a multilingual version that will allow you to toggle between languages as needed, and we look forward to your help in moving forward on this aspect of Art Reports. We're also in the process of developing an Android version of the report. We've also developed a report for the iPhone, which is called Shipper Report. And it's designed for quick documentation when you're receiving items at the loading dock and at You can document the five broader categories of impact, structural surface, and other conditions by tapping on the button. I'll start going through this. Let me hit this. Let's see if I can. Thinking. So as we work on this, you can now download and test our app from the Apple Store for 1 month for free. A little later on, after this session is over, we'll be downstairs in the St. Charles boardroom. We brought a lot of iPads for you to begin to try it out yourself. And I want to introduce Bob Glaubit, who will be helping us. It was his idea to start this. The first few sections are showing you the data entry portion of the condition report. We'll also show you how we add and crop images and resize and add detail images and more pages. Essentially, what you do in this process, and you'll see it near the close of this sequence, is that you touch and drag from the image outward, and then a drop-down menu appears to select the condition terms. So this shows you all the drop-down menus with the five broad categories and the allocated condition terms within each of those categories. We also have a preference page where you can make a variety of changes to the document in terms of standard inches to centimeters, but we also have the ability to change the labels on the document so you can actually have lender name, accession number, whatever you can customize in that area. We also provide an iPad folder, an app folder that has a glossary of all the condition terms for quick reference. So here we're looking at using the precision pad and the magnifier in terms of locating damage. So here's the magnifier coming down. So the next group of little movie parts will show you the sharing of the reports and documentation at each point of receipt, and how the each report is tagged by the person who did the report. So here are a series of detail images of this one object that can be annotated and and is similar to the original report, you can tap on and drag your finger across and the drop-down list of condition terms appears. Okay. So we're nearing the end. This shows the tagging of the comment on this report. Finally, we have the possibility of indicating no change in the report by just clicking on the icon, as you'll see here. So this the report is totally locked now. And there's the NC, no change. Okay, thank you. We also have a website to look at for the Arts Service Group, and we'd appreciate your feedback, but we'd love you to join us downstairs in the St. Charles Ballroom and play with the iPads and art reports. Thank you.